From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 20 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. A powerful suicide blast targeting a major police facility in the Afghan capital has killed at least 20 police officers and wounded 29 other people. The head of Kabul's Crime Investigation Department said security guards identified the suspected bomber as he moved toward the Afghan National Civil Order Police headquarters and tried to stop him when he blew himself up. The Taliban claimed responsibility. UN Envoy Stephane de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. But the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile process. Farah Atassi is a member of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition delegation.
This actually is an insult for the United Nations. It's an insult for all the efforts. The regime, what they're doing, is blowing off all these international efforts, really, to push for a serious negotiation or to push for the political transition. We can't go on like this under the bombing. To be honestly, there is no national Syrian can go and start negotiate with the regime that killing his own people, that bombing his people, that hitting 52 barrel in less than 1 hour. This is unprecedented.
The UN envoy was scheduled to meet with the opposition later on Monday. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has convened a meeting of researchers and health officials to determine whether the Zika virus should be declared a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The WHO predicts the virus, which may be linked to neurological disorders in babies, could infect as many as 4 million people in the Americas this year.
No firm link has been established between the Zika virus and microcephaly, a neurological disorder in babies who are born with abnormally small heads. World Health Organization spokesman Gregory Hartl tells VOA experts are not ruling out anything, but the surge in the number of microcephaly cases and the Zika virus may just be coincidental in terms of time and place.
So one of the curiosities is why we have so many neurological cases in, say, the northeast of Brazil, but we haven't had it in other places.
Zika gets its name from a forest in Uganda where the virus was first identified in 1947. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nearly 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly have occurred in Brazil since October, compared with 150 similar cases in 2014. Human rights group Amnesty International has strongly criticized the reinstatement of a Nigerian army commander who it says is implicated in war crimes during the country's battle with Islamist Boko Haram militants. The Nigerian government has denied the accusation, Henry Ridgewell reports.
In one of the most disturbing allegations, Amnesty International says the Nigerian military executed more than 640 prisoners who briefly escaped during an attack by Boko Haram on a detention center in Giwa in March 2014. Daniel Eyre from Amnesty says the man in command of operations that day was Major General Ahmadu Mohamed.
He was also in charge of that military detention facility, and suspects in that facility died on an almost daily basis as a result of horrific conditions. They were tortured, starved, and even died of disease in that facility.
Major General Ahmadu Mohamed was retired in 2014 for unrelated reasons. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A spokesperson for the Nigerian Ministry of Defense said Amnesty's claims remain allegations unless they are proven beyond any reasonable doubt. Amnesty, however, says the evidence is absolutely clear. Uganda says it arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. Government spokesman said General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.